Welcome to Doctor's Orders with your host, Dr. Baker. Now let's join today's program.
Hello, everybody. I'm really excited to welcome you in on today's show. This is Financial Friday on Doctor's Orders. I am Dr. Baker, the owner of the only business hospital in the world, serving 14 countries as of now, and I couldn't be happier than to be serving you today through this show. We've got a great guest for you today, which is DJ the Money Coach. Some of you have heard him before as we talked with him last week on Worldwide Wednesday and what we're doing over in the great continent of Africa, specifically in Zanzibar. But today we're going to focus in specifically on financial matters to be able to help you business owners. And so I'll introduce him and bring him in momentarily. But as you all know, we have a different theme every single day. And today's matter, since we're looking at finances, is I really want to focus in on how business owners should look at their finances, and not so much this time as a fiscal spreadsheet for the business, but personally. You know, we all go into business to generate money for ourselves, and then, you know, there's some ancillary reasons. You've got your passion, you've got leaving a legacy for your children, you've got a skill set that you may want to enhance or offer to the world, but ultimately, we all wake up every day and go do something to generate currency in order to live from. And one thing that business owners neglect, especially micro boutique, small business owners that are under, I would call $200,000 or $300,000 mom and pop shops, is that you get entrenched in the work and you end up becoming a slave to the work. And as you become a slave to the work, you neglect things such as a retirement account, the ability to save for your children's college, or even looking at, you know, vacation, if you will. The job takes over everything you thought you might have wanted, and it takes all your blood, sweat, and tears, all your energy just to keep the company going. And we want to look at that a little bit differently. We want to make sure that you all understand what a healthy operation looks like, hence the reason why we do doctor's orders every day. But we also want you to know what a healthy lifestyle should look like. Personally, I believe in balance, so I actually work 7 days a week, and when you hear that, you're like, well, Doc, you need some time off. But I also sleep 8 hours a night. I also exercise at least 6 days a week. I spend time with my family and loved ones 7 days a week. So I actually incorporate all things in the balance of life. But what allows me to do that is the way that I operate my company, what things I engage in, and then how I view money personally. That allows me more opportunity and affords me the wherewithal to have that balance. And so I want you all, and if you're out there, once again, you can participate on the show in a number of ways, whether you want to join the conversation, whether you have an ailment and you want us to fix here on the air. Our call-in number is 859-291-2255. Once again, the number is 859-291-2255. You can call us and we'll provide you business treatment right away. Or if you just want to talk about the topic and be able to contribute to the dialogue, by all means, we invite you to do so. Without further ado, I want to bring in our guest, DJ the Money Coach. How are you doing today, DJ?
Hey, Dr. Baker, I'm doing awesome today, and thank you again for having me on your amazing show, and hello to your audience.
Fantastic. Well, we're glad to have you here. You know, we know, or at least personally I know, if anybody's excited about money, it's you. And you don't just look at money in the typical way. You're looking at it in ways that allows people to use it as the primary vehicle that it was selected to be. So therefore, you're helping people have a healthy relationship with money. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct.
Right. So talk to us real quick before we jump in. You know, we had a completely different topic when we had you on our show last time. How did you become DJ the Money Coach? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, that's an awesome question, Dr. Baker. Actually, it's twofold. I played baseball in high school and college, and then I also taught baseball. So I initially was, you know, called Coach DJ, and that was about, 12 years ago. So as I start being successful, you know, teaching, you know, baseball principles to young kids, I also, you know, start having people call me Coach DJ. From the simple fact that we were building a financial education platform for middle-class professionals. So that's actually how I became Coach DJ, and then I became DJ the Money Coach by just transferring the principles of, you know, athletic coaching to the principles of business coaching, thus the creation of DJ the Money Coach came about. And the D and the J is just my first name initial and my middle name initial.
Okay. So let's talk about just the whole coaching aspect. There's a lot of people in today's climate, which wasn't the case, you know, before probably 2010, which is my guess. But the whole concept of coaching people in the realm of business or life skills, and, you know, what does that entail when you're saying that you're coaching them? Now, I want to qualify the question before you answer it. And, you know, I was an athlete growing up my entire life, and so our coaches gave us playbooks. They yelled to motivate us, and they kind of gave us the chart for how they wanted the game plan to go, and it was essentially their way or the highway. What does that look like, or how does that transfer to the world of either business coaching and or money coaching? What does that look like for you?
Well, the first thing for me as a coach, Dr. Baker, it's about, you know, what I call the four dirty little words. The first thing that translates in coaching is discipline. And so from discipline, you have to have accountability. From accountability, you have to plug into a system. And then from that system, Dr. Baker, you have to do the work. So if you approach your life, your business, and sports from those four dirty little words, then coaching is really very easy. So all I'm doing as a coach is actually taking you to a disciplined state in your life that you've never been at, holding yourself accountable with the permission that you give me to hold yourself accountable. And then the third thing is I give you a proven system of success, which is called the seven spheres of money. And then the fourth thing is we actually just apply the work. So in essence, I become your coach through a system, through discipline and work, and then we yield results that are tangible. And then we take the intangibles, which I call the four P's, which is professionalism, speak the King's English, wear the right gear, do persistence, have perseverance, and then perform when the opportunity presents itself. And that's where you get maximum coaching at its best.
Well, you mentioned a lot of things that I want to touch on, so we don't want to forget. I know I really want to jump into the seven spheres of money at any level that you want to share with the audience, but I want to go back to that dirty word of discipline. I've got a philosophy on discipline that I share regularly, but not publicly. I don't believe that discipline is good unless your desire is bad. So let me qualify that. And I want your challenge if there is one. I have seen people's behaviors, and this really hit me in the head. I mean, it was just a large revelation when this thing hit me in the head. One of the PlayStations came out about 10 years ago, and I had a bunch of buddies that said, and this is well before I was a doc, and it was, you know, J.C. Baker, you should get this PlayStation. And so I was like, I only play games. And they're like, oh, man, you love it. Let's get it. We can play online together. Go get the game. And so I went and I bought one. And every day that I went to play this John Madden football, being a football enthusiast, it was so difficult for me to cut the game on and sit there and play the game. And I'm asking myself, when I grew up, I played games all the time. You know, it wasn't a thing for me to play Tecmo Bowl from sun up to sundown or Mario Brothers from sun up to sundown. But later in life, it wasn't as appealing. But I knew that if I didn't practice the game, I'd be terrible at it. And so in that instance, I said, well, I better play because they're going to tease me. I'm going to have to try to get wins. So I got to practice to get good. And it hit me really hard that I need discipline to play a video game. No differently than a person needing discipline to lose weight or needing discipline to create a budget or needing discipline to accomplish something. But I said, what's the kicker? If I desire to do it, it wouldn't be a problem. So I started to look at behaviors far more closely. If you like ice cream, it doesn't take discipline for you to eat ice cream, right? Because you already have the desire to do so. If you are a gym rat, it doesn't take discipline to get in the gym. So I started looking at the words discipline versus desire, and I like the fact that you're actually saying discipline for this reason. We handle money every day, but we don't desire to learn about money in the way in which it was created in our country, and more specifically, how it's used to generate wealth. We do it as a means to an end, but the overwhelming desire isn't there to master money. So therefore, discipline has to kick in, and if I'm using your definition appropriately, at least based on how I'm hearing it, is that what you're doing is providing a system and offering a way for accountability to take over so that their discipline and how they see money can actually hold true to form, which will give them success in that realm. Am I understanding that okay?
Yeah, that is a great observation, and I like the fact that you put in desire, because in our classes, we actually teach people that they do what they want and not what they need. So you have to desire to want to be successful, and when you desire to be successful, then you will automatically implement the discipline required to obtain that success, Dr. Baker. That's just the reality of it.
So in that case, as you're coaching through them, how are you able to quantify that desire? I know there's ways that I look at it, and maybe I'll start with my example to help you with how you see in my question here, but partly when I'm giving a diagnosis to a patient, which for the audience, a patient for me is a business owner, large or small, that has an issue. So when I go in and I'm helping that patient, I then first diagnose, are they doing this because they hated their former boss? Are they doing this because it's the family's business and they're third in place and it's now their turn? What is the rationale for why they're participating? How much passion and enthusiasm do they have for it? Are they equipped to do so? And all of that, is that wrapped into the desire of getting things done? Because it's not what you can do, it's what you're willing to do. And what is their level or measure of willingness? So back to your point is, how do you view that when you're coaching individuals through your processes of how to obtain wealth?
Well, the first thing I do is I have them look at a principle that's called the hedgehog concept that was created by Dr. Jim Collins, who wrote a book called The Good to Great. So in the hedgehog concept, Dr. Baker, it talks about, number one, what is your passion or your skill or your purpose? So if you can determine what your passion, your skill, or your purpose is versus the money, then you will automatically have the desire, and the desire will translate to discipline. The second thing is, in the hedgehog concept, it says, what is the niche inside your passion and your purpose that actually separates you from everybody else? Because in most cases, Doc, we're in industries that are saturated, okay? And then the third thing is, how do I get an economic bus as a business owner to put people in front of me to actually enable me to actually generate business? So when we're able to do those three, the desire rises up because the purpose and the skill has been determined, and now the discipline automatically kicks in because now your desire to be successful will engage your discipline to actually do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do. And that's the first thing I do in my assessment. When I sit down with somebody, I assess their hedgehog concept, and then I line up their skill and their purpose. Then I figure out what their niche is by asking them the right questions that have nothing to do with money. Because here's what I found in 20 years of business. If you're chasing money, you'll never be happy. But if you're chasing a purpose, like the purpose-driven life, you will always be happy because the money will be a natural byproduct of that success. So most
right. people don't... Hey, but I think that's connected to a part that you mentioned in the hedgehog concept is... One, you have to have the skill set or a differentiator or something that allows you to be valuable. Because you can also chase a purpose, but if the purpose doesn't have value, now you're also missing the boat there.
Well, that's right? The reason why you do the niche part. Because if you have the niche that you decide. So let me give you an example of what my hedgehog concept is, and this will clarify for people that are listening right now. So I personally had overcome, you know, $60,000 worth of personal credit card debt back in the late 90s. Also, my mother was a victim of identity theft and also was a victim of predatory lending. So when we got ourselves out of that situation, Dr. Baker, and didn't become victim, I found a cause, and then I added that cause with certain skill sets by becoming a securities licensed professional, chartered senior financial planner, a certified estate advisor, and also a certified financial educator. When I was able to figure that out and figure out what my skill set, my passion became advocacy to make sure that other middle-class professionals didn't get taken down that same pathway without knowing what they don't know. So for me, my hedgehog concept was real simple. I became an advocate for finance for middle-class professionals because I had that problem. I then figured out a certain level of skills and purpose because I knew I was good with numbers. And then on the front part, I got in front of people and shared my expertise of having done this for 20 years and have worked with over 25,000 people. So it was easy for me to make that transition to figure out what was a winning formula for myself
And then when I get back to the coaching part, I'm able to help people figure that out. Because a lot of people, athletically speaking, you might be good in football, but you may love baseball, but football make you more money because you're just better at it. So then you take that tool, utilize it for what it is, and then you make the money that you need to go play baseball to do what you love. And that's part of the problem that a lot of small business owners have, Dr. Baker, and a lot of professionals. They have a skill that they're not passionate about, but it pays them more. So they chase that versus chasing the passion, and then they get lost in the delusional mindset. So we give them clarity by taking them through that hedgehog concept, figuring out those two pieces, and then the natural desire comes up, the discipline kicks in, the system happens, and then the accountability enables us to hold them to the letter of the law to create massive success for them in a 2 to 5 year period of time.
Well, see, you mentioned a few things that are vitally important for the audience to make sure that they pick up on. Is you talked about doing what you have to do what you want to. And you gave the example of, you know, playing football instead of baseball in the event that football's paying you more. I mean, Golden Tate, you know, former Detroit Lion, former Seattle Seahawk, New York Giant, is now playing baseball. He's going to play, he played his first game, I think, yesterday or the day before, but he made, you know, $100 million playing football. And so that now allows him to free up his childhood passion of playing baseball because he had a better opportunity, a better pathway in football. He's a specific example of what you meant in that. But from a business standpoint, there's a lot of times that you will enter into a market or deliver a product to begin with, knowing that that's not going to be the product that you're going to end with, but it allows you to whether have market acceptance or a good market entry, or it allows you to differentiate, which gives you more capital to reinvest in other ways. But you're doing the have to in order to do what you want to do. And then I want to add, when you spoke about the four P's and you mentioned professionalism as one of them, and I actually chuckled on the inside. You might, you know, I didn't do it so loudly that you could hear it, but when you spoke about speaking the King's English, I find that to be very important when it comes to understanding your industry and speaking the language of that industry, educating yourself around that industry to become an expert, and then doing what it takes to credentialize around that. You talked about the certifications and the formalized education you received to be in the space of a financial literacy coach or financial expert. I know I took the same path as it stands towards business, is that I got certified in finance, then I went and got an MBA, then I went and received my PhD in business and leadership. And all of that was to say, how do, number one, formally I look at my space, but then number two, how do I take the formal and connect it with things that I was already good at or was already entrenched in? So now I have a holistic approach to providing what I think is a very valuable service. And that's the same thing that you're saying, is increasing your professionalism, which once again increases your value. You know, talk to us about how, you know, those aspects that you're teaching, how does that directly correlate to a money mindset?
Well, it's simple. It correctly correlates to it because we all have expenses. So we have living expenses that are reoccurring: electricity, gas, water, mortgage, rent, car payments, life insurance. So you are always thinking about money, even though you don't realize it. So once you're able to connect the dots of what your basic needs are, you can then connect the dots, Dr. Baker, of how to get free and what we call plenty of money, peace of mind mindset. So if I'm constantly at work thinking about my bills at home, I can't be effective at best serving my work. Or as I own my own business, if that's the only thing I'm thinking about, I can't be the best because I'm actually thinking about the problems versus the solutions to provide better services. So when you connect the dots that way and eliminate those with a plan of action, it now adds peace to your mindset. And it's also about a positive mindset, which is called the growth mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. So when I sit down with people, first thing I explain to them, why do you need to be financially independent? Why are you working for yourself? The number one reason why you're working for yourself, Dr. Baker, is for you to provide the American dream. What is the American dream? To be consumer debt free, to own a home, to own a business that you can transfer from generation to generation. But most time when small business owners start business, they're also looking at costs. They're also looking at building. They're not looking at their retirement. They're looking at the business running them instead of you running the business. And we have to eliminate that and get them in the right frame of mind. So the first thing is, what is your debt? What are your reoccurring expenses? Once you're able to put those down on paper, Dr. Baker, then you can actually show how to accumulate business wealth by accumulating assets that create passive income and leverage the tax laws. Your mind gets freed up because you have taken this big anvil off of your shoulder. And a lot of people don't do that when they first start their own business. They just be worried about, how do I get this, you know, new building to put my business in, and how do I chase that contract, versus realizing, why are you doing this in the first place? You're doing this for financial independence, which is what we call Wi-Fi. And when you understand why you're doing it for, you actually get more clarity and you become more effective as a professional, and then you'll become more effective as a business, because now, instead of you being run by the business, you actually have systems and teams that actually run it for you, just like you have teams across the world, just like I have teams across the world that run certain parts of my business, so I can live my life the way I want to in a peaceful frame of mind. That's how you get clarity.
Well, I was actually going to jump in on that part as it relates to, you mentioned peaceful. I was going to use the word pressure. Is that these other realities that you just mentioned all add to pressure, and we all know that performing under pressure for most people is not possible. No matter how you look at that, it actually gets more detrimental the more that pressure is sitting on top of you, and that's what your reoccurring debts are. That's what your bills become. But if you're financially independent, which once again, you guys call that Wi-Fi, which I think is a really cool term. So not Wi-Fi as in your data and the network and the internet, but more as your why, financial independence. Your Wi-Fi says that, well, I'm not concerned about my reoccurring bills. I mean, we can't do anything about bills. There will always be a cell phone bill or a water bill or an energy bill. But you should operate at such a level to where really that's not even a thought at any time. You're handling those literally without a thought. You've gotten rid of the consumer debts that then strangle you from being effective. And now you can consciously invest in things that make really good sense with the type of patience and prudence that it takes to be a successful investor. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. And once you get those fundamentals, and again, going back to a sports analogy, which is goes back to Newt Rockne. Every year he would say, this is a football. Or in baseball, when you start out teaching people about baseball, even though they just won a championship, you go back and tell them, hey, there's four bases. There's first, second, third, and home, and our goal is to get station to station. You know, first things first, like Dr. Covey talked about. And a lot of times, if we don't know that the basics of success will give us the largest success in the world, we get lost. And you'll see that a lot of times in sports, when great teams get away from what they were doing right, they go right back to the fundamentals. And the fundamentals of financial independence is knowing what your Wi-Fi number is. What is that? Example, if I have reoccurring expenses, Dr. Baker, of $1,000 a month, then all I have to do is create a business that generates passive income, and passive income to leverage the tax laws that equate to $1,000, that'll give me stability. And then I double that, Dr. Baker, over the next 6 to 12 months by adding more to it. Then I become financially independent, and my reoccurring expenses never affect me anymore because I'm now financially independent, and now I can pursue wealth by just rinse and repeat the same thing over and over. And then your income and your revenue will double within 12 to 24 months of executing stability and then getting Wi-Fi, and then you'll create wealth. And you can actually attain this, Dr. Baker, in 2 to 5 years. And the reason why I know, because I've sat down with 25,000 people in 20 years, and we've taught them the basic principles of success through what we call three steps to success, teaching them how to start businesses, take that business revenue, buy real estate, take that real estate, and then leverage the tax laws, and then you could actually be free in America and enjoy the pom-pom lifestyle, which is plenty of money and peace of mind. And since it's Father's Day weekend coming up, Dr. Baker, we're actually going to give your audience an amazing opportunity to attend 2 master classes with us, get 2 consultations with us, and actually do it for less than $50, Dr. Baker. A $2,000 opportunity we're going to give for Father's Day for less than $50, and they're going to be able to go to a site that we put together for your site today only called DJDRBaker.com, and they'll better take advantage of that as well, sir.
Well, I think that's fantastic. Once again, everyone out there, that's DJDRBaker.com, DJDRBaker.com, DJDRBaker.com. Hopefully you all wrote that down and you look to take advantage of it. We're talking about taking these master classes and having the opportunity to learn these strategies that allow you to do the basics better than what you might be doing them now for a number that's incomprehensible. Just go to it, sign up. It is Father's Day. Give that as a gift as opposed to a pair of socks. And then make sure that the pom-pom life peace of mind is there for you. Plenty of money is there for you. And I want to look at that a little bit deeper here when you talk about these basics. You know, there's a concept that Walt Disney had essentially coined, and it was do the basics brilliantly. And so part of doing the basics brilliantly, for anyone that's gone to Disney World, you will notice how pristine the park is and how many trash cans exist in that park. And so a part of just that one element is a basic concept that no one wants to be in a place, if it's a wonderland, that doesn't look, feel, and appear as a wonderland, so trash can't exist there. So part of the basics being done well is making sure that trash is taken care of. So in our life, we should take care of the trash. We should take a look at how are we setting out our finances? Have we seen our budget? Do we know how to manipulate the budget? What are we doing to generate money? Where are we pushing those dollars to? And I tell my family this. I don't always talk about this publicly, but I tell my family we have to run our lives like a business, at least when it comes financially. It, how do we look at everything from our frivolous spending or entertainment to what about our wills and trusts? What about our bills and debts? What about our investments? All of that has to be intentional and deliberate. Now, for many who may not understand all of the different levels, all of the different ways, well, don't get caught up in that. What you should get caught up in is, do I have a plan? Do I understand what's coming in and what's going out? And then how do I gain more information as to how to do this in a much better way? And right now, DJ the Money Coach is offering all of my listeners an opportunity to enhance your skill set in that realm. So when we talk about the basics, you've mentioned this a couple of times, DJ, is that how do you create passive income? And then from the passive income, how to manipulate or take advantage of the tax laws? These are concepts that I think people have heard, but they're not sure. So they might jump into everything from network marketing to jumping into an investment group that they may not know anything about, or they may go and try to buy a two-family, you know, in a, you know, an urban sector that may not be as expensive. Are these efforts good? Are they on the right track? Are they misled? Kind of help me with the generalization of how people see those two concepts of passive income and then, you know, creating real estate for certain tax, you know, advantages.
So let me start out with this. So I'm going to share with your group how to do it from a personal standpoint and then transfer it to a business standpoint with the basics. So number one is a thing called pay yourself first. Now, here's what I always share with people, Dr. Baker, is a lot of stuff that we say to you, you heard, but the reality is you don't apply it on a day-to-day basis. That's the reason why you're not successful. So let me tell you what you need to know and what you need to apply. Number one, why are we working? Because we're working for retirement. So the first thing you should do, Dr. Baker, is have an emergency fund. And I hear everybody in your audience already know that. But again, are you applying this on the regular? Here's the thing. You and I both know. I sit down with hundreds of people every week, and they never have sufficient emergency funds because they claim they know, but they don't apply it. So that's number one. Pay yourself first, automatically setting up an emergency fund. I don't care, Dr. Baker, if you only got $5 a month to set aside, set it aside. Number two, you should fully participate if you're working for somebody in their contribution plan, be it a 401k, 403b, employee stock purchase program. Participate where they're giving you free money. Because even in a down market, down 20, 30% in the stock market, if you're getting free money, that's free money. That's a return on your investment. So that's the second thing, part of the Pay Yourself First program. The third thing, Dr. Baker, is fully fund your Roth IRA, okay? Fully fund your Roth IRA. Under 50 years of age, you should be putting in $500 a month. If you can't put $500 in a month, put $50 in a month. But if you're above 50, you should be putting $583 a month, okay? You also, if you haven't done it on a monthly basis, up until tax day of April 17th, you can catch up from the year before, okay? So we'll teach you this in the master class. And then the fourth thing is when you work for yourself, The first thing we forget to do is, like they say, the cobbler who makes shoes, he has the worst shoes because he's making all the shoes for people. The first thing you should do is set up a self-employment pension plan. Here's why I say that. I started 12 businesses, Dr. Baker. I failed badly in 8, but I built 4 to 7 figures, and I got one that's going to 8 figures. And the first thing I did in my cleaning business, the first 5 years, when I hit 7 figures, I did never have a Roth IRA. I never had a self-employment pension plan. Even though I went to coach school to be a CPA, I never thought about it because I was so busy hustling. So when I sat down and realized I left $500,000 on the table the first 5 years, I did the 7% rate of return. At this age now, that's $2.5 million I lost, Dr. Baker. But here's the thing. I knew about it, but I wasn't applying it. So the first thing we do with our people in the class, we teach them how to set up a self-employment pension plan and a Roth IRA, an individual, you know, TIO, if you have employees 25 plus, and we show them how to put that first dollar aside. So that's the first thing you do. Then here's the roadmap for the business owner. You should have a key man policy if you have a significant role that can't be replaced if something were to happen to you or me. The second thing, you should have workers' comp. The third thing, if you have partners in an LLC, you should have a buy-sell agreement. And then the fourth thing that's most important is also overlooked by a lot of successful people. It's called business interruption insurance. And then the fifth thing you should have, Dr. Baker, is access to utilize the CAFE 125, which is an IRS code that gives you an example of how business can be paid for when you work for your employer. Here's how it works, Dr. Baker. If I get educational, you know, reimbursement through my job, that comes under CAFE Rule 125. If I get a car allowance, that comes under CAFE Rule 125. If I get an incentive to get a loan from the company or to get a bonus, that comes under CAFE Rule 125. 98% of your people, and probably including most of the people you work with, have no clue what CAFE Rule 125 is, and that's the best tax code that you can ever take advantage of because it gives you about 100-plus benefit, i.e. cafeteria style, that you should be adhering to instead of hating on Bezos, hating on Trump, hating on Warren Buffett. Learn the tax codes and apply them. And when you set those in motion, Dr. Baker, what we do in the master class is first, we teach you how to get consumer debt free in 30 days. We give you the foundation, Dr. Baker, not getting you out of debt if you come in at $250,000. We show you the foundation to work your way out of it in 30 days. The second thing we do is teach you how to raise up your credit score to 800. I had a 525 in 24 months. I went to 800 by 5 principles of success. Then I teach you how to create the proper business, and there's 8 different entity structures that the IRS recommends as a corporation, and we show you which is the right one for your actual owner. It's not always an LLC, okay? And here's the reason why I say it's not always an LLC, and I'll turn it back over to you. Because when you're doing an LLC, there's 2 advantage points you get. Limited liability protection. I invest $1,000 in a company, I can only be sued for $1,000. But when I take it through my personal taxes, Dr. Baker, I'm automatically subject to Social Security tax and unemployment tax, which equates to 15%. But if I'm a holder and an owner of the company, like Warren Buffett owns thousands of companies, I don't have to be a W-2. I can just be a shareholder, and that immediately eliminates that 15% taxes. So we teach you this in our master class. And that master class, Dr. Baker, is actually $997 for each master class. So we're giving that to your people for less than $50.
That which is remarkable. And I hope that they understand that even through all of what you just described there, some of what we've touched on through some of our risk segments that we had, what should be protected and how do you assess the exposure of risk that you have. But number two, understanding that most of what you're saying sounds complex when you break it down into detail, but really it's simple. You say, well, Doc, how is it simple? Well, it's simple because we're talking taxes. We deal with taxes every single year, no matter who you are and what you are. So what you have to say is, okay, am I prepared to have a smarter tax conversation? You know, you were just mentioning that. I just purchased, and I'll just tell artists, I purchased a Yukon here recently. And I can write the whole thing off on my taxes, the entire thing. Typically, I would lease, but in this instance, I purchased something that's different as it relates to the weight of the vehicle changes the tax code. And so the reason why I'm even mentioning that out in the open this way is that as a business owner, there's things you can take advantage of that helps you protect and keep more of the money that's yours. When we talk about looking at saving, you mentioned everything from If you're a W-2 employee, you should be participating in the contribution system or setting up your IRAs. These are ways and methods for you to save. So the key word is save. It's not whether you're in a money market account, which those are not as good, but the point is, and this is going back to an original point in the earlier segment, is the discipline. Do you have the discipline to at least save? Then as you go to educate yourself and you match that with your discipline, which hopefully transitions into desire, you learn better techniques of what to do. Does that make sense, DJ the Money Coach?
Oh, that's absolutely. And here's the thing. You're right. I said a whole bunch, but let's keep it to a third grade level. Here's what we're going to teach your people how to do. Number one, we're going to teach them how to pay off their consumable debt. Number two, we're going to help them create 800 credit scores in 12 months or less. Number three, we're going to help them start the business the right way, Dr. Baker, and we're actually going to use the tax laws and actually transfer their personal debt to business debt, and then they're going to be able to just write that off. And here's the great thing about it, Dr. Baker. You just talked about the UConn, and you applied the tax code 179. The tax code 179 says that a gross weight vehicle, based on the weight of it, it can be 100% tax write-off for a business owner. Now, here's what a lot of people don't realize, Dr. Baker. It doesn't say that you can't use it for personal usage.
It doesn't at all.
Another advantage point. So if I have a lot of debt, I want people to listen to me right now. If I have a lot of personal debt and I'm starting a business, you could actually incentivize your business as an executive director level above in your bylaws to hire the right qualified person that happens to be Dr. Baker. You don't say for Dr. Baker, you say for Director of Finance, Director of Consumer Services, I will give a $15,000 bonus to bring them onto my team, or I will give them a car allowance. You can now take your personal debt, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm not a CPA or a tax attorney, so check with your CPA and your tax attorney. But under the CAFE Rule 125, I can say Dr. Baker is going to be hired by my company to be the CFO. And as a CFO, for me to compete in the marketplace, I might not be able to pay him $200,000 a year, but I can give him a bonus. I can give him a car allowance to give him an incentive to come work with me, and I can also give him some equity in my company. If you're the only owner of your company, you can take that, set it up with your CAFE Rule 125, put it in your bylaws, and now you can transfer personal debt to corporate debt, and the corporation can write it completely off, Dr. Baker. And we'll show you how to do that as easy as 1, 2, 3. And I'll give you 3 guesses, and the first 2 don't count. Now, I can guarantee we can do this in our master class for you.
Right, and so in that case, what you have is understanding your business better. I tell business owners all the time, they have to become an expert in their business. And so as they become an expert in their business, a portion of it is how do I do the thing I do? But it's also understanding the tentacles around your business so therefore you can run it and operate it at a much higher, more efficient level. I'm going to pause right there for a station break. This today's segment of Financial Freedom Fridays is brought to you by Bazemore Beard Oil. That's B-A-Z-M-O-R-E, Bazemore Beard Oil. It can be found on BazemoreProducts.com as a gift for fathers on Father's Day, or if you just want to grow a better beard, have a better smelling beard, moisturize the skin under the beard, Bazemore Beard Oil is the perfect gift for you. It comes in 3 fragrances, Flight, Waves, and Nova. You can find it right on BazemoreProducts.com. Please go to Bazemore Beard Oil and then provide that for a loved one. I'm sure they'll love it. It's a fantastic product. So going back in our limited time that we have, because we still have so much more to cover, but this is great information for people to understand that in this dialogue, what I'm hoping is happening to a business owner is that we're awakening the fact that there's ways for you to realize larger net profit. You know, it's not what you make, but it's more about what you take home. And it's not so much even what your company is taking home. It's what you personally take home. You can't spend everything inside of that company. However, your family needs you. Your future needs you to realize more of the income and revenue that's generated so that you can have a better peace of mind, as we talked about before, and more stability. I mentioned this previously on the show, DJ, that most of my patients, no matter where they come from, they will say, hey, doc, I need more money or I need more marketing. Almost certainly, it's not more money. although there may be some money issues, maybe there's a fundraising campaign that we need to assist them with, or maybe there's a level of investment that they're embarking to take on. However, when you get a chance to look at their budget, their spending habits, where they're allocating dollars to, how are they dealing in taxes, they leave so much proverbial meat on the bone that by the time we found it, we said, well, hey, we just freed up $80,000 for you. And you were looking for strategies to go make $80,000 more dollars. How about the strategy is already in-house? And a lot of what I hear you telling my audience is that there are ways for them to maximize what they're already doing and then enhance that by changing what it is that they know, meaning that you're providing known information to them, and then changing their behaviors and their perspective toward money and saying, this is how we're going to interact in our relationship with money. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. And let me bring it home even closer to reality for your audience. We can actually show you in our master class how to actually impact. If you make $50,000 or less, we can show you how to save 15% more additional on your taxes. Because again, like you said, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So if you make $50,000 a year and you're paying 15% more for taxes than you should, then that 15% equates to close to, what's that, 10% is $5,000. So add another, that's $7,500 we can put back in your pocket. You know what that could do? That could pay down student loans. That can fully fund your Roth IRA. That can pay for college tuition for your children. And let's just think about it this way, Dr. Baker. Let's just take 5 years. So if you take 5 years that you pay 15% more in taxes, which is $7,500, that's $30,000, Dr. Baker, over 5 years. And if you take the rule of 72, Dr. Baker, which means take the amount of interest that you earn and divide it into 72, how quickly it would double? 7% divided in 72 is 10 years. So that $30,000, Dr. Baker, is $60,000 in 5 years. By just applying a basic tax principle, we can teach you in the master class at a basic level. Now,
well, you talked about it real quick. Yeah, I was going to say that because you mentioned 50 grand. A lot of people are trying to figure out how to earn, you know, $100,000 a year. That seems to be the magic number for whatever reason. But yeah, let's talk about those numbers and how people can earn that type of money and or what could they do with that type of money.
Absolutely. So at the $100,000 level, you can actually save up to 30% on the tax laws, Dr. Baker, 30%. And again, I've done this over 20 years. We have what's called the seven spheres of money system, which you know about, but I didn't tell your audience what it is. So let me tell you what it is, Dr. Baker, for middle class. Seven spheres of money is accounting, it's insurance, banking, financial planning, real estate, estate planning, and legal. And on our team, Dr. Baker, we have experts who are specialists, have no less than 15 years of proven success. What do I mean by that? Working with the Exxon Mobils of the world, working with the Chase Banks of the world, working with Alameda County doing municipal taxes for the world. I personally have done financial education for the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama for all the employees from the janitor to the CEO. So we go across the country, coast to coast, since June of 2002. This is actually our 20-year anniversary, Dr. Baker. And what we do in the class, how to make the money, real simple. From the hedgehog concept, I figure out what is my passion or my skill, and then I show you how to digitize that. Then when I show you how to digitize that, I show you how to create books from it, just like you've written a ton of bestseller books. Then I show you how to create a system that creates passive income by actually having access to getting on platforms to be interviewed to show your expertise, your experience, and relatability, and then people will buy from you. And when they do that, Dr. Baker, we now take that $1, leverage the tax laws, $50,000 or less, you'll save 15% with our professionals. 100 grand or more, you'll save 30%, and we take you step by step how to do that. And in addition to that, Dr. Baker, we give you two consultations that we charge $900 per consultation in this special for your audience today. So this is what they really need to take advantage of. Two master classes. One next Wednesday is actually going to teach them about personal finance, business credit, and actually teach them about starting the corporate structure. The second one is going to teach them about credit, going to teach them about real estate, and teach them about custodial Roth IRAs and dividends for their children that they can put in their corporation. Those two classes are going to be 2 hours jam-packed with professionals at your level and my level above, teaching them the basis of success. And then we're going to give them also two consultations, one with myself and one with a choice, either my attorney or my CPA or my financial advisor absolutely free, Dr. Baker. We charge $2,000 for this. We're giving it for Father's Day for less than $50. And all they have to do, Dr. Baker, is go to djdrbaker.com. djdrbaker.com, and they can get it unlimited until the end of Father's Day on Sunday. And I would encourage them to take advantage of it because it's the best opportunity to help them leverage the playing field and embrace that pom-pom lifestyle. That's plenty of money and peace of mind. And another thing we'll do, Dr. Baker, I'll teach them how to pay off their home in 7 to 10 years from a 30-year mortgage. And if they have a 15-year mortgage, I can teach them how to pay off their home in 2 to 5 years, Dr. Baker. I've done it for hundreds of people in the last 20 years.
Well, I tell you one thing is that I'm going to be sending people there. You can count on that. I know that I plan to attend on Wednesday. You and I have already discussed that, so I can tell my audience these are principles that I know and I'm still participating. Why? Because it's just that important. And if you're a business owner, what you can afford is to say what you don't have time to invest in. It's more about how could you not, considering that the purpose of your work is to do that. The purpose of your work is to ensure that what you're doing is making sure that you are increasing what you have and that you're keeping what you have. So from that standpoint, what we're looking at is that we're looking at the opportunity to look at everything from your home and paying down your home. I mean, I think you know this, but every person's number one asset for the most part is their home. Do you find that to be true based on your experiences?
Absolutely correct. That's 90% of people we talk to, Dr. Baker. Their number one asset is their home and their only asset. And we'll show you how to reverse that. And that's the reason why you need to know how to pay it off in 5 to 7 years, in 2 to 5 years, by using a rule that's called the 50-25 rule, Dr. Baker. Let me just share this in 60 seconds. The 50-25 rule is real simple. Most people get 30-year mortgages. And most mortgages, Dr. Baker, are front-loaded in interest, okay? So when you're making a payment, let's say it's $100, that $100 payment, 95% of that pays interest on the front end of the loan for the first 50% term, which is 15 years of a 30. And then when you get beyond the 50% plan, you aim or earn 25% equity because you're paying more in interest. So what you can do is actually take the principal and break it in half. And again, people will say, I know this, DJ, but the reality is, do you apply it? What do I mean? Are you doing bi-monthly payments where you can break the payment of 100 into 50 and 50, make $50 payment like the 27th of the month, and then make the other $50 payment by the 7th of the current month? That will break up accrued interest from being multiplied because it'll become simple interest. Or what you can do, as savvy people and ourselves do, we have equity in our homes, we get a home equity line of credit, and we transfer that because in that debt is simple debt. So what does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? That means if I have a $100 payment, I make a $100 payment, 90% is not interest. Now 50% is interest because 50% goes towards principal and the actual applied debt is accrued the very next day. Meaning you pay $100 on that $1,000 loan, then you only owe $900 literally tomorrow on Saturday. But on a front-loaded loan, when you paid $100, that accrues interest and you still owe $995 at the end of the month. And we'll show you in the master class how that works and set you up with people complimentary free to actually walk you through the process. I used to be an owner and a mortgage banker back from 2005 to 2009 in your hometown of Detroit. This is the reason why I know this stuff. I'm an advocate for the middle class and an advocate for the small business owner. That's what's important, Dr. Baker.
Well, I tell you what's going on, Aaron. I'm glad that you was helping my hometown city, Motown, get better. We need all the help we can get. We embrace anyone that wants to participate with us. But in this instance, is that if you're a bit, let's call you a micro or a boutique business owner, or you own a mom and pop shop, and the largest asset that you have is your home, and you're working really hard to turn a revenue or turn a profit in order to pay for your home first. Well, if you eliminate the mortgage, now you just gave everyone a raise, including the company. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Right. Now that's gone, but what does that do to the decision making? Your decision making now becomes clear. I can tell you in full transparency to my audience, there's been times in my 25 years of owning different companies that I've made bad investments, literally one, either out of desperation or two, because my judgment was cloudy based on what it was I was seeking to obtain. Well, that's no longer my reality in today's world, but In some instances, you're glad that you had the experience. In other instances, I wish someone would have taken those experiences from me. I don't personally believe you have to touch the stove to determine if it's hot or not. I like for someone to tell me that it's hot, and I like the comfort of mind of knowing that I don't have to touch it. But in my personal life, I've had to touch the stove. Well, in these instances, you got it to where an investment becomes something that you now can control at a range, and you're not hoping and guessing that what you've done is right, but that you've been able to do the right diligence, and you can do that when you've broken down any and all debt that could possibly be attached to you. You know, that's the funny thing about houses and vehicles, is that, yes, they're assets, but they also become debt simultaneously, and it can become an anvil that drives you down. I mean, you're a champion of the middle class, DJ. How many people have you spoken with or worked with that is beat up by being house poor? Do you know people like that?
Oh, yeah. I would say 85% of the people we talk to, Dr. Baker. And here's the thing. I know it's your audience is saying, well, they probably bought too much house. No, you know what the reality is? This happens across the board. This is the person that's first-time home buyer, and this is the person that buys the forever house. Since they're not masters of finance, they get over their head because what the bank does, which is very deceptive, he'll say, hey, Dr. Baker, you got an 800 credit score. You make 100 grand, I'm going to give you a $1 million loan. But reality is, you should only be getting a $300,000 loan. But because we're taught to be consumers, we try to get everything now and pay for it later. And that catches us into a conundrum, especially on the East Coast and the West Coast. Right now, you have people who actually have 40-year mortgages, which began back in Japan 40 years ago. And we should never get into that mindset. I actually had, over the last 30 days, three people had 40-year loans on $1.2 and $1.5 million houses. And when I showed them how to recur and eliminate some of their expenses, reoccurring expenses, they could have easily fit into a 30, and some of them could even fit into a 20. So what we're going to do in these two master classes, again, for your audience, Dr. Baker, is number one, we're going to teach them the fundamentals of success. One, how to get out of consumer debt. In 2 to 5 years. I don't care if you got $250,000 of personal credit debt. I can show you how to get out of it systematically in 2 to 5 years. Number two, I'm going to show you how to raise your credit score in 30 days by 60 to 100 points. It's going to be techniques, not tricks. I've been doing this for 20 years, 25,000 plus people. Number three, I'm going to teach you how to pay off your home if it's a 30-year mortgage in 7 to 10 years. If it's a 15, 2 to 5 years. And then number four, I'm going to teach you how to take your small business and leverage the tax laws and actually, number one, write off the actual appropriate tax, you know, for your home. So if you have a home office like I have, you can write off up to 25% if you know the tax law. Again, I'm going to have CPAs, I'm going to have mortgage advisors, registered investment advisors actually teaching this step by step. And then I'm going to show you how to get that card just like you did under the tax code 179, but that's going to be tied in, Dr. Baker, to Cafe Rule 125. So what your people want to do right now, they want to go to www.djdrbaker.com. djdrbaker.com. They're going to get two master classes, which is 4 hours of training, two consultations, which is $3,000, and only for $50 or less. And all they have to do is hit that link, or they can call our office the old technical way, 866-395-3042. And they can become part of the pom-pom lifestyle, which is a movement, Dr. Baker. So we'll teach your people how to go from professional, working class, to successful small business owners by creating business, leveraging the tax laws, buying real estate, get dividend stocks for their children, and do custodial Roth IRAs and live like the kings and queens they deserve to be, Dr. Baker.
Well, you know, you talked about one thing that I just wanted to hit home as it relates to the mortgage. You know, I was a mortgage broker, one of the first industries that I worked in, and actually became number one in my region when I did this nearly over 20 years ago. Hey, I can't believe it's that old. Now I just went on a tangent because I can't believe that it was that long ago. But, you know, first thing I learned is that, you know, mortgage is a death note, you know, in Latin. You know, and that root word, mort, you know, obviously means death. But that reality is that you'll die before you pay that house off. I know growing up, I almost didn't know anyone who had ever owned their home free and clear unless, you know, Detroit, the housing market's a little different. You actually can get houses for $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. So I'm not looking at those realities. But if you own what I would call a median home in the United States of America, I had not grown up to ever know anyone that had own their house free and clear. As an adult, I know very few people that own their home free and clear. And the reason, I mean, I know a lot of wealthy people, but that means they bought bigger houses. And so in that case, they're still paying on those much larger houses. And so in this instance, what we're hoping that people understand is that we want you, and I'm just going to use your term. I've stolen your term. It's my show. I do whatever I want. That pom-pom life. Pom-pom life can't be better. Peace of mind, plenty of money. As a business owner, you can have that reality. We know statistically that salespeople are some of the wealthiest people in the world, but they're also some of the poorest per average. Same with business owners. You've got businesses that are failing tremendously regularly. Hence the reason why I created the Business Hospital is to assist essentially with that death rate. We want your business to survive. A lot of times a business doesn't survive, not because the business itself can't, but just because the business owner can't make it through the initial time frame of growing the business. So their personal finances get thin, they jump out of the industry or they jump out of their company, and they go back to work again for someone else. But what if you had a grip on your personal finances? Then you have the freedom in order to run the company in a way that you envisioned, a way that you had dreamed, and a way that you had prayed for, but in a way that's more conducive to your long-term success. And these are the principles that we're talking about regarding the seven spheres of money and the seminars that you do as a money coach, which, number one, I appreciate you for being here. Number two, let the audience know in our limited time how they can reach you outside of signing up for the Father's Day special. How can they generally reach you in the event that they have financial questions, they want to attend more classes, or any of those aspects?
Absolutely. Dr. Baker, they can reach me at djthemoneycoach.com. djthemoneycoach.com. Just spell it out. djthemoneycoach.com. They can call us at 866-395-3042, 866-395-3042, and they can email us, my business manager, Nick, N-I-C-K, at djthemoneycoach.com, and they can catch us on YouTube at djthemoneycoach.com and at djthemoneycoach on Instagram, and they can always catch our show every Friday night at 7:30 Eastern Time called Nick's Knowledge and Notion. But I tell you, Dr. Baker, in all truth and honesty, their best service opportunity for them is take advantage of that opportunity. It's only $50 or less, and all they have to do is go to djdrbaker.com. That's all.
Fantastic work. Thanks a lot today. Obviously, DJ, you'll be a regular contributor to the show. What you have to offer is valuable. I more than appreciate it. With the remaining time, everybody, remember, go to Bazemore Beard Oil from BazemoreProducts.com. Remember, get Pro Elite Training. Also, if there's any questions that you ever need for your business, our dial-in number is 859-291-2255. We will help your company over the air. I want you to enjoy your Father's Day, spend time with your loved ones, run your businesses. I wish your businesses the best health, and we'll see you on Monday for Market Monday. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for Doctor's Orders. You can contact Dr. Baker by phone at 1-855-249-4677, by email at info@drbaker.us. You can learn more on our website at www.drbaker.us. Be sure to tune in every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. right here on 1320 AM, 103.9 FM, and on www.1320thevoice.com.